I'm going to take a moment to share a few thoughts on how important you guys are in our lives. The elders and I, we discussed what we wanted to do for Pastor Appreciation Month. And we didn't want to just purchase you something. You guys probably have all that you need. But we wanted to let you know how important you are and how valued you are and how loved you are. So we decided to solicit the help from a congregation that you both shepherd and you have shepherded for many years since planting Tree of Life over 20 years ago. And we just wanted to take a few moments and share some memories that we have of the love that you've shared with us. Becky, I want to say to you that you've given me an opportunity to be a teacher. And you stuck me in with a classroom of first and second graders. As they've grown up and will graduate to the next class, and graduate me as well. And I started teaching third graders and then fourth graders, and there always seemed to be an opening to graduate with the same students I started out with. Now those very students are in high school, and some are beginning to graduate themselves and enter into adulthood. You saw a teacher in me before I saw a teacher in myself, and you gave me an opportunity to get plugged in to the body where I could serve. Dave, I'll never forget when I met you. I came to meet you to do some service work at your home. And at that time, I wasn't attending a church. But I think you and I both know God had plans for our relationship. And I'm forever grateful for your kindness and your words of affirmation. You really are a spiritual father to me. You're a brother and you're a friend. And it's through the bridge of friendship that you and Becky have spoken into the lives of myself and my wife. And I've seen what God has in store for us before we could even see it for ourselves. You've cultivated that. You've called it out of us. You've given us opportunities to minister, and sometimes we succeed and sometimes we fail, but you don't ever hold back and you don't ever tell us that we can't do things. You've given us a lot of freedom, and we've grown. My household has grown strong in the love for Jesus Christ because of some of the things that you guys have instilled in us and modeled before our very eyes. So, I want to keep it short because there are many other people that want to share just how special you are to them. I can't tell you enough how much we love you and respect you. And it's an honor to serve with you. Please enjoy the rest of this video.
Special day, and hope that you know how much we all love you and appreciate you. I can think of two things in particular that really touched me. You guys have blessed my life and Jim's life in so many ways I couldn't even start to list them. But I remember the day I got baptized in Grant and Lori's pool, and after the baptism, which was me, and I was so thankful. My daughter was here, and real blessed. They were swimming around in the pool, and you had little kids climbing all over you and out in deep end. And I thought, boy, there's Jesus. I mean, you were Jesus. You were there, and you were loving on. And Becky, I just loved you. And I'm so thankful for the mystery that we all went on together, because I think that kind of healed our friendship. I'll never stop smiling when I think about different things that happened here, but you'll always be my twisted sister, and I hope I'll always be your twisted sister. But I just appreciate what you guys do for Jim and I, for us as a couple and individuals, and just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I just pray that you'll be blessed by everything that you hear. Love you.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave. Lisa is over here bugging me to say something nice about you. But it's real easy to do for both of you. I love you too. I had no idea 18 years ago that I'd get up and somebody would call me and invite me to Tree of Life Church, and I've been coming ever since. It was a great, glorious day. I had no idea. I'm a born-again Christian because of you guys, and you've baptized me a couple times, and you've taken care of all of our needs. Whenever we needed you, whenever I've brought friends or people that needed your guidance, your shepherding, you've been there. Becky, I just love you. Thanks for, again, that wonderful trip we had down to New Orleans and the mission trip. And I just pray for you almost every day that I can put in another day with Dave. Love you guys. Thanks.
Religious or not, but I really appreciate what you folks have done for me. And that's why I'm going to think of you and your family, and I pray for you every day. And pray for all the elders of the church and the deacons. You have a great family here, and I love you. And God bless you always. Thank you.
Pastor and Becky, well, you know, we do have our differences. As you can see, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and no, I will never eat turtle soup. But I will say this, I do love you both. You're great leaders, spiritual, and you guys have taught me so much and brought me so far. We love you, Pastor. Keep on doing what you're doing. Thank you for bringing God to this house. Love you, man.
I just want to give you thanks for whatever you've done for me and my wife. We've been here with you for 20-some years when you started down to Plaza and all around. So I just want to thank you, and we love you. And I know you've been keeping praying for my wife. So that's what I have to say for you today.
Hi guys, how you doing today? Thank you for all the things you've done for me in the past, both of you. Today's message is on the prodigal son. It doesn't have anything to do with that thing. I appreciate you. We love you. And I don't know what else to tell you, dude. When do I see you in person, okay? Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, Becky and Davey. I really appreciate it. I've known you for a lot of years, and I appreciate everything you've done for us here in this church. And I hope we have you a lot more years. We appreciate everything you've done. We can't tell you how much we love and care for you. Thank you.
Three or four years ago, my wife Christy and I were hopping around from church to church. We never really felt truly at home until we found Tree of Life. Pastor Dave, we taught me so many things about the person of the Holy Spirit that I never knew before. And I believe so, you gave me an example of what a godly man truly is.
To find myself back when I started coming here, and it was weak. You knew me without me knowing you before, you know, completely knowing my father, Dave. Really helped me when I was everywhere else to go. I just didn't know what to do when my first wife left me. There's nothing I can do to repay that.
Hi, Dave and Beck. This is a Seville fan. We love you. Thanks for being in our lives.
Hey, Dave and Becky. There's so many things I could say to you, but I don't have the time. So I just want to tell you all how much we love you and how much we appreciate your friendship and God even directing each one of us and our whole family and for your love and loyalty that you've shown to us throughout the many years that we've been friends. We love you guys.
Hey guys, couldn't really think of anything to say, so Ashley's gonna say our part. No, I'm just kidding. We love you guys, and we just thanks for all your wisdom and your leadership, and just thanks for being our messenger from God.
Hey Dave and Becky, just wanted to say it's been a long ride all my life. I've cherished a couple of moments with you guys. Dave, you take me to West Virginia, and we stop and eat for breakfast on the way down. Becky, shopping with you in Cumberland, Maryland. We sang Father Abraham, and in your white van, you were doing, like, the circles in it. That was pretty cool. And then just all of our families watching America's Funniest Home Videos together. But we just want to thank you for everything that you've done for us, everything you've instilled in our lives, your words, your heart, your service to us. We just want to say thank you from our family and for our church family. Thank you.
We love you. So a few years ago when we were looking for a church, some things that we wanted was a church that taught the Word of God, where we felt like a family and we felt like we could grow. And we found all three things here at Tree of Life Church. Pastor Dave and Becky, we love you guys so much. Becky, just thank you so much for all the work you do with the Women's Luncheon. I really appreciate that time with all the women, and we just love you guys. Thanks.
Hi, Pastor Dave and Sister Becky. We're so blessed that we are part of your ministry, and we are continuously interceding for you. You are more than a blessing to the church. We love you.
Yeah, I just want to say I really appreciate you. I appreciate your heart. I appreciate your commitment to the Word of God. And I really appreciate your informal style that you've done consistently since I've been here. I've been here for a little over 10 years, I guess, maybe 12 years. And I've just enjoyed every time you've spoken the Word. I appreciate your sensitivity to the needs of the congregation, to my own needs, and just the way that you allow Holy Spirit to lead you in every way. So, thanks for being you.
Well, Pastor Dave and Becky, we just want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for welcoming us into this beautiful Tree of Life Church and what you have done.
We just want to say thank you for all you've done for us. I know that in my mind, one of the fondest things we've had was when you were in our home group, getting to meet once a month and enjoying the sharing and the knowledge you've given us and the wisdom through the Word. And we just appreciate all you've done for us. And we just thank you very much. We love you.
Dave, I want to thank you for sharing the Lord's Word and feeling free to share the Word. And we've touched our hearts in many ways at many different times. You've come to our home and shared with us and prayed with us, with Becky as well. Becky, you just have such a sweet, loving heart, and you are always there at the drop of a hat to help when and need it. You've helped us many, many times. We just love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much to you, Pastor Dave, for the counseling that you've made as a man. You've been our marriage counseling for our wedding, and I just really appreciate all the things you've taught me over the years and pushing me and getting me out of my comfort zone. And I just want to say thank you to Becky. We've known each other for a long time, and I'm forever grateful for the words you've spoken over me and the part you played in my life. Thank you very much.
Wholeheartedly, we love you, Pastor Dave and Becky.
I just wanted to thank you for all of your hard work that you have just poured into my life and my family's life over the past 20-plus years. And I've grown up underneath your teaching my entire life, and I'm just blessed to have both of you be the role models in my life to really be a mentor to both myself and more my parents, who have then played a huge role into my life. And I'm just very grateful to have had you and still have you as mentors. And I know I am beyond blessed to be underneath your teaching, and also just the wisdom that you've recently poured into my life in a different role with going through just marriage counseling with Chris. And I just see how both you and Miss Becky pour love into one another that only comes from God. And I just thank you for all of your hard work.
So, Pastor Dave and Becky, I love you. I remember distinctly a time where I was lost, literally lost, though I've been both. And you said, don't worry about where, how you got there, how you got lost. Let's just get you home. I want you to know that your hearts are just that, and that you get people home and back to love and understand and love. And you do that so well, and I thank you.
Dave and Becky, I just wanted to thank you so much for the love and devotion that you've shown to Tree of Life Church. I also wanted to thank you for inviting me to that rally day in May of 1983. As the song says, it only takes a spark. And David, as your sister, I love you very much. You're a terrific brother. And Becky, you're more like a sister to me than a sister-in-law. And I love you too. Love you both.
Hi, Pastor David and Miss Becky. Thank you so much for always being there for me. I love you both very much.
Dave, on behalf of the Turnage family, we'd like to thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing for our family, and we really appreciate your compassion and your love and your prayers. And we know that we are under one of God's elite shepherds. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Amen.
Becky, we just want to give thanks for all the leadership, the love, and the wisdom that you feed into this church. And you probably don't know how much you speak into my life, Pastor Dave, but being the leader you are, you speak into me every day that I get to hear you. So I just want to say you thanks, and that we love you, and that we appreciate you.
Thank you, Dave and Becky, for our family. You showed us how to open up the hills and valleys and just do it for those type of emphasizes for us. There are 15 seconds we can't start around. The Lord helped us tremendously. Oh, thank you for everything you've done for the whole family. God bless you.
Hey, Pastor Dave. Hey, I just want to say that you and Pastor Becky are just such awesome pastors. I am so blessed to go to this church. And I just want to say that I just know in my spirit God has got big things not only for our church, but especially for you guys, because you are an awesome overseer, and you do teach and preach the word and all those things that pastors do. And I just want to encourage you that you're doing, like, an awesome job equipping us to do the work in the ministry like you're supposed to do. And I'm just so blessed to just be a part of the church and just know that if anybody there is going to come together, we're going to see awesome things happen in our church, the supernatural things of the Spirit poured out under your headship. And just so grateful to have someone like you and Pastor Becky who are always willing to have new people have opportunities to do different things they're called to do, and just let you know you love. And God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Dave. Today we like to say that we appreciate you and respect you for the amount of work that you have done here. We thank you and God bless you.
Pastor Dave, thank you. We just want to say thank you for all that you do for us, for being so open and honest with your life and sharing it with us and the family with us and showing that even though you're the pastor and his wife, you're not perfect either. And for sharing that with us, we just appreciate your honesty and your openness. We love you. God bless you. Dave and Becky, thank you so much for all you have done for me and that you taught me that I'm willing to be loved. I just want to thank you and praise you for all you've done for me and all you're teaching me and all that you're going to teach me. Thank you. I'm so blessed to be a part of your family. Thank you.
Dave and Becky. I knew the first time that I walked into your church way back in the 1900s that I found my church. What I didn't realize at the time is I also found my spiritual father and mother. Mary and I just both want to say thank you, not for just being our pastors and giving us opportunities to serve in the church, but also, maybe even more importantly, for being our friend. We celebrated many important events that took place in the lives of our family. We were also there during the times of loss and sadness, and we always could feel your love and support, not just to us, not just to our immediate family, but we extended it throughout to our extended family, and for that we're forever grateful. So I just want to speak words of blessing, longevity, good health, and the hand of favor of God over your life. God bless you and thank you.
Hi, Pastor Dave and Becky. Becky, I want to start with you and just say thank you for all the words of wisdom. You both have been with me through divorce and through my 11 years of singlehood, and now this new journey of being married. And I just wanted to thank you for all your loving, kind words. And Pastor Dave, you've been like a dad to me, and I just want to thank you for all of that. And the easiest thing I can just say is thanks, Mama and Dad, for thank you. Hi, Pastor Dave and Becky. When I first started at Tree of Life, I think I was 6, but you both were very welcoming to me when I started. And I just want to thank you for that and for helping my mom and I, because my mom was a single mom when we started. So, yeah, thank you.
One of the things I told you, or I would like to tell you, is that you're so obedient to God. I love how when he shows you the truth, you just apply that. And we benefit and we're blessed by it. And I just thank you for your leadership. Brian and I have often said how we feel really comfortable here under the elders' leadership, and that's a real blessing for us. And you just know, I love you. And you can say what you're going to say. Andrew wanted me to let you know he's very appreciative that you let Andrew and Abe eat the communion bread. And if you weren't aware that was happening, it's out there now. So I appreciate that you noticed my boys and you've watched them grow up. And I appreciate how we feel accepted here. It's a real blessing in our body that there's just a wide sense of acceptance and an understanding that we need to grow into the next way of God's kingdom. Thank you so much.
We love you.
And the very last one, it serves behind Ron, leaning up against the wall, starts to rest on Vinegar's foot. I just thought the other day, it's funny Ron asked me to do this, because I just thought the other day, it's been, I think, 17 years that I've been at True Life Church, and 17 long years of getting healed, and I'm just so thankful that I came and that I spit it out all these years to be able to get my healing, and it's what that song says to just go and be planted someplace and not run here, run there, and be running all over the place, like thinking you're healing this place, that place. And you just have to stay and be planted and be faithful to. I think out of all the things that you taught me, that's what you taught me the most, was to stay someplace and be planted and be diligent just to be obedient. And serve and do all the day-to-day things because your healing comes in the process, not in just running to the service unit. And I remember when I first got to this building, I said to Becky, I said, it's going to be like so much work. And she said, just start helping us pull the wagon. And like as I did that, and just stuck by you and Becky and this ministry, I just got my total healing. I'm like, I'm on my way to Sozo, and I'm just so grateful for the two of you guys to teach me that and to just get me grounded and teach me that life happens along the way, that I don't need to look for something instantaneous. I just need to be faithful and stick by a ministry, and that in and of itself, the Lord will be able to work and I'll be healed. Thank you.
Dave, I would like to speak to you first. You're loved as a brother, appreciated greatly. Our relationship goes back, I know, over 18 years ago, how the years have flown by, but I love you very much, and you've been an encouragement to my life. When we came here, you encouraged me in a very rough situation that I'd come out of in a church, and there was a lot of hurt and bitterness, and I was very rebellious. Well, you took me under your wing, and through discipline and love, you were able to bring me to where I am someone that God can use in a respectful manner, because you taught me how to walk in the kingdom and how not to walk in legalism or religiosity, but to be able to just love and care for others around. You've just been a great influence in my life, and I appreciate you and look forward to many more years together. Becky, your soft, gentle spirit has been such an influence to us, and I know that at times ministry can be cutthroat, but you're always gentle and you're always kind, and I appreciate both of you, and you're a great help for me. Without you, he may not be as successful as he is. No, he would not be as successful as he is, because you are the green.
I just want to say, love you guys so much.
you have, like Paul said, you have taught us so many things, and you've both worn so many hats at the church. You've been the pastor, the pastor's wife. You've been the custodian at times. You've been the cook sometimes. You've done so many things. You've been the teacher. You've been the boss. And you've been the friend. And Becky, you're getting sweeter and sweeter as the years go by. And I just wanted to make sure to tell you that. And Dave, I love you, not just as my pastor or my boss, but as my friend. And that's a hat that I truly appreciate you wearing. Although, there is another hat that we kind of agree with.
It's not on it, so just to say a few words about you guys and the time you guys have been in the ministry. I started attending Trail Life Church about 5 years ago, but it wasn't until a one ministry that I knew that I was really called to the Trail Life house. And from that point, I saw myself as a watchman to come alongside, specifically Pastor Dave, as an overseer, just to oversee in the area of security. But not only from there, I've always been a man of wisdom and man of integrity that have spoke wisdom into my life through marriage counseling. Me and Becky have spoke words of wisdom that have helped my marriage along into the next phase, into the next level. Trail Life has been a blessing, and I'm honored to serve as an elder alongside you to help co-labor with you and bring about God's vision and mission for Trail Life Church. I just think that both of you are consummate professional, consummate leaders who live by what they preach. Ms. Becky, you are such a graceful woman. You exude the confidence of a Proverbs 31 woman. That is an example to all the women at Trail Life Church. Pastor Dave, you lead without passivity, but you also lead with tenderness. So from that, you know, I take away a lot of great nuggets just from watching you from afar. So with that being said, I wish that your attitude would be greater than the former days of ministry, and that the blessing of the Lord will just overtake you guys until you guys decide to pass the torch. God bless you.
Pastor Damon Becky, it is such an honor to be able to honor you for Pastor's Appreciation Month. I thank you for being the leaders that you are in my life. Pastor, I remember when we were at the hospital, you were a true shepherd at my bedside. I thank you that you spoke words to me and comfort over me. You spoke healing over me. And so I thank you for being a father and having a father's heart. And Becky, I just can't explain, as my husband has said, you are truly an example of a woman of great wisdom and grace. You exemplify the Proverbs 31 woman. I thank you for all the times that I was able to call upon you. It's a call that you will be able to give me wisdom. And so I just honor you all, not just for Pastor's Appreciation Day, but we just honor you because you are truly great leaders. You are people of faith, and you have such tenderness to be able to shepherd us all. So I thank you for allowing my husband and I to come alongside and to serve with you all. Thank you, and be blessed.
Hi guys, I just want to wish you a happy Pastor Appreciation Day, and first I want to start out with you, Becky. I just want to thank you for the gentle way that you love others back together and back to life and how you impact people. It's really important, and you've been a blessing in my life. And Pastor Dave, I also want to thank you. I thank you for the gift that God's given you to be able to see the potential in each one of us and to call it out of us, the things that we haven't even seen in ourselves, that we haven't believed about ourselves, that God has allowed you to see these things and to be a good steward of shepherding us into our identity of who we have been called to be. And I also want to thank you for being a visionary. I feel like you've made a bigger impact than you'll ever realize for the kingdom of God. And I just love you guys. I thank you so much for the honor of learning what it's like to serve up underneath someone else, because a true leader, someone who's successful, always needs to start by lifting up other people and going low and humbling themselves and just being a servant. And it's been a total honor to do this for this season of my life, for however long that God has called myself and my husband to be part of what God's doing through you on the earth. So we just want to say we love you guys.
Hello, Dave and Becky. Just wanted to wish you a happy Pastor Appreciation Month for both you, Dave, and Becky. My memory serves me. We've been serving with you for over 20 years, and we've walked a lot of roads together. And I just appreciate everything you've done, not only for me, but my family. When we renovated the Pizza Hut, and we moved to K Street, renovated that building, and then we added on to that building. When I think about building it in a spiritual way, I've watched the sanctification process of not only Becky moving in front of us, but his sanctification has helped Lori and I and our family go through the same sanctification process. And I know for one thing that our family would much appreciate everything you've done, and we wouldn't be the same if you weren't in our lives. And we love you dearly, and we'll lose it. Thank you for everything you've done.
So, Dave and Becky, honor both of you, because I consider both of you my pastor. I've known you guys actually longer than I've known my husband, Grant. And it's been an honor and privilege to have had you in my life all of these years. And you've ministered myself and my husband and my daughter. Teaching that we've been under has impacted and changed the dynamics of our family. I can truly tell you that my husband is not the man my husband would not be the man he is without your mentoring him, your setting an example for him. And Becky, especially you've spent time with me over the years and just helped me through some difficult times. And I value your friendship first and foremost and the wisdom that you've shared with me over the years. And then, of course, the time that you've spent mentoring our daughters. They love you guys tremendously, as do all of us. And just wanted to let you know how grateful we are for you, and we truly love both of you. And thank you for being such an important part of our family.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed on me since I've come into your family. One, a wife, a family of my own. Thank you for making my boys strong young men. I love you guys. You're incredible. And the church family is certainly blessed to have you all. I love you.
Hi, Mom and Dad. I just wanted to tell you how appreciative you are, my TLC, and how thankful I am for all you've taught me through life, like perseverance, consistency, forgiveness, grace, love, and the importance of relationships. You've encouraged me in my walk with the Lord and always reminded me of God's character when I struggled and was fearful or doubtful. You both give so much of yourself to our church family, but you've always been there for us. I don't know how you manage it all at times. Grandma was fortunate to have you and your children and your children's children are abundantly blessed because of your goodness to the Lord. I love you, Mom and Dad.
Thank you for taking care of us, but especially the teachers.
teaching us about Jesus, my Savior. We love you, Grandma and Papa.
This is made by Levi Z to Grammy and Papa, and it's for Pastor Dave and Grammy, and I love them for whole heart, and thank you for teaching me about Jesus, and I love them for their whole life.
So you smile pretty on, when you say it, okay? Look sweet when you say it.
One, two, three.
Pastor Dave and Becky, we love you.
I think it gets no better than that.
Pastor Dave and Becky are daughters, therefore, for me. Pastor Dave, we love you.
Okay, now what can I say?
Go ahead.
What can I say?
Say thank you, Pastor Dave and Becky.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Dave and Becky.
We love you.
We love you.
gosh. All right. Yes.
And the boys didn't say anything.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing what you're able to do. And you know, you can't lead. You can't be a leader if you don't have all.
That's right.
They've probably talked long enough to do a video this long, but we can't put a video together like this for how much we appreciate each and one of you. There are times that it does get lonely, and it's times that it is difficult, and there's times that you do get tired, and there's times that he gets down, there's times that I get down. But God always knows what he's doing, did you know that? And when he's down, I'm able to speak into his life and vice versa. So just thank you from the depths of our hearts. How my kids and grandkids kept us quiet, I don't know how all of you did. But thank you so much. It's such an encouragement to us. And we love you all very much.
This, I have mine on, honey. This portrait is just so emblematic of how I feel as a pastor and a shepherd, because we're small flock people. The reason we're small flock people is because we need to know you. We need to know who you are. We need to know what you're going through. We need to know how to speak into your lives. And you can't do that on just a surfacey way. You have to know your people. You have to know your sheep. And the scripture says that those that refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And you have refreshed us today. You have poured oil on us. And we thank you so much for what you were just put together and who you are. We thank you so much for those that didn't get to participate but are here this morning. And we just want you to know that as much as you love us, we love you too. And I want to ask one question. After looking at all those little cameo pictures, is there any doubt why I fell in love with this woman? Okay? I want to tell you just a couple things from those cameos. There was one where you saw somebody with glasses and a big hat and hair down to here. That was her. That was her on our very first date when we were in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and at the top of one of the observational towers. Now, there was also a picture right before that of me giving you that profile, and I had lamb chop, okay, and hair, and I was looking this way like I was posing. Here is why. I grew up in Gettysburg for 7 of my years and visited many times. I never was able to get to the top of one of those towers because of fear of heights. But the day that I was there with her in a Volkswagen bus, she jumped out and ran to the top of that tower, and I walked over to the steps and grabbed it and thought to myself, I didn't even recognize God in my life, but I did recognize that girl that had just run up to the top. And I said, I have got to follow her up there. And I made it to the top. And we've been at the top all our lives because God has chosen to favor us with so many blessings. I wasn't looking out because I knew I would pass out if I hadn't looked out. And we came down and we've spent, 46 years together, and you all have been 20-some years and more of that, and we thank you today. We just want to continue to be a mirror to you so that you can see not only us but yourselves and grow and mature and become the kind of people that Jesus smiles upon when he sees how you reflect his glory to the world around you. Now, we were going to do a message this morning and we were going to take communion this morning, but you know what? We can do that next week, because I want to tell you, I'm sort of wiped out. Are you? Huh? Would you still want to do communion today? Yeah, why don't we go ahead and do communion today? All right, honey, let's serve communion this morning. Now, if I can get the elders and their wives on station, let me just tell you briefly what I was going to share. A couple months ago, I think it was not this past Easter, but the Easter before, we talked about, over a period of 7 weeks, we talked about the various places Jesus shed his blood. 7 different places. And I want you, as you come today, to take the bread, which represents the broken body of Jesus, which represents the stripes that were taken upon his back, and the blood that was shed when those shards opened up his back. It represents healing. It represents deliverance from the demonic oppression. And so this morning, I want to just read briefly the places where Jesus shed his blood. In Isaiah, it said in chapter 53 that he was despised and he was rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not there. And that there is no beauty that we should desire him. And surely he hath borne our griefs and sicknesses and carried our sorrows and diseases. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And he went to the cross and he declared on the cross that it was finished. And what he was saying was the finished work that he was sent to do. And that was to shed blood in 7 different places. Each one of those locations represents something that was good for us. And Gethsemane, great drops of blood came out in forms of sweat because of the anguish of the moment and wanting not to have to go through it, and yet he surrendered his will to his Father's will. And because of those drops, your ability to exercise your will to follow Jesus was reinstated. He took 39 stripes on his back so that we could be healed. He took a crown of thorns on his head that was placed on there to remove the curse that was applied in the Garden of Eden after they had sinned, where God declared that thorns and thistles would constantly attack and fight against prosperity in our lives. And by the blood he shed on his brow, prosperity has been reinstated to the body of Christ, that we might live a prosperous, full life. They drove the nails into his hands and placed authority that was taken from Adam and Eve as they gave it up. The authority was given back to us. They drove nails and spikes into his feet so that it would represent that everywhere that we walk, we can take dominion, we can take authority, that we're the head and not the tail, that we have the authority and dominion that God originally gave to us in the garden and that we gave away. The spear was thrust into his side and pierced his heart so that we could regain our joy. Nehemiah says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that example of Jesus means that he can turn our hurts into halos and our scars into stars. And last of all, Jesus' bruises. You know, when you get a bruise on your body, you're bleeding. It's not coming out. You won't wipe it off. But there's an internal bruise. There's a wounding that's on the inside. It means that you are bleeding. And it's God our Father saying to us through the broken and bruised body of Jesus, not only will I heal those things that are on the outside, but he wants to heal what's broken on the inside. And so as you come this morning for these elements, receive them as the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus for all of those seven things of victory that he's given to us. And we pray that as you receive those simple elements, that you will receive what they represent into your whole life in Jesus' name. Let me pray over the broken bread here. It says that he broke it and he blessed it. Thank you, Jesus. This is your body. Thank you, Jesus. This is what you, by an act of the will, surrendered to all the tortuous events that were going to happen before you finished your work. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't just remain broken, but that God was able, by Holy Spirit, to put you back together and raise you from the grave by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you live forever for us. We are not broken. We are whole. In Jesus' name. And he said, take the cup. This is communion. This is how we relate to the Father through the blood of his Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, what all it represents. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the blood was shed for so many areas of brokenness in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the prophet Isaiah who spoke that we would walk in victory because of what you would be willing to lay down, your very life. Bless your people today. Bless them not just through a practice, but through the reality of your shed blood and its application this day. And in this moment, set your people free. In Jesus' name, amen. Ushers, if you would like to begin. Want to go sit down?